Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We'll start, though, this afternoon with the news that thousands of public sector workers in Northern Ireland have, since morning, staged rallies during which what was billed as the region's largest strike in 50 years. Workers left picket lines to join rallies in Belfast and Derry and Oma, in Mara Felt and Inniskillen at lunchtime. Our reporter Una Kelly has been spending the day at pickets and at the rally in Belfast, and she's with me now. Una, what level of disruption was caused to public services today?
Cormac, an estimated 150,000 public sector workers took part in the day of action. That's nearly one-sixth of Northern Ireland's entire workforce. I'm standing here at the entrance to the Europa bus station on Great Victoria Street in Belfast. Now, usually at this time, the place would be absolutely thronged with people. But today, there were no bus and train services. The schools were closed. There was unprecedented disruption across health services. The road gritters were on strike, leading to travel warnings given the drop in the temperature. Now, 16 trade unions had coordinated the action in a dispute over pay. Many public sector workers in Northern Ireland are paid less than their counterparts in the rest of the UK. For example, the starting salary for a teacher in Northern Ireland is £24,000. In Scotland, it's £32,000, and in England, £31,000. I spent the morning on picket lines in Newry asking teachers and nurses why they're striking today.
We don't have those reports or those chats you've had with people at the picket lines as of yet. A slight technical hitch, Una, and once we have that ready, we will come back to you shortly. We're going to go back now to Una Kelly in Belfast, where across Northern Ireland, 170,000 public sector workers are on strike, Una.
They are, Cormac, in a dispute over pay there. Many of them in Northern Ireland are paid less than their counterparts in the rest of the UK. And I spent the morning on the picket lines in Newry talking to some nurses and teachers there about why they're striking.
Fair play for teachers! Fair play for teachers!
My name is Paula McLaughlin. I'm a maths teacher here in St. Colman's College in Newry. We've closed the school down for the day because we're on strike for the whole day in support of proper funding of public services. I suppose the headline figure is teachers' pay, but it's really about proper funding of public services in the north have been run down. This is causing a major impact in terms of recruitment of young teachers and retention of teachers. Like, we have teachers coming in every year on teaching practice, student teachers, and very few of them are staying in the north. They're going to jobs in the south if they can afford the accommodation. More worryingly, they're going to jobs in the Middle East. We advertised before Christmas for a teacher. No one applied.
Education is being disrupted for young people across Northern Ireland today. That'll have an impact on them. If we think as well, particularly about, for example, children with special needs, and it's very disruptive for their families, does that weigh on you at all?
Of course it does. Like, teachers are a conservative profession. We don't take this action lightly. This was a major decision for us. In this school, St. Colman's College, this is the first time that a picket has taken place outside this school. I don't want to be standing out here in the cold. I want to be in my classroom teaching my pupils, caring for my pupils, looking after them. But we felt that we had no other option. The money is there to pay for proper public services, but public services in the north are being used as a political football between the British government and the DUP.
My name is Gina Savage. I'm the principal of the Abbey CBGS in Newry. We have come to a point where we all believe that the educational service that we're able to provide isn't fit for purpose. The budgets that have been assigned to schools are desperately inadequate, and more importantly, we're having problems recruiting and retaining staff.
Is it unusual for a principal such as yourself to be out on the picket line?
I would say historically, yes, but not now. I think the situation has become deplorable. I think you can see the head teachers unions are also, for the first time in their history, striking. We are at a point now where principals understand the frustrations of their teachers.
In your heart of hearts, do you think today the strike action will change anything?
I really have to hope it will.
Open the purses and pay for the nurses! Open the purses and pay for the nurses!
My name's Edna Grant. I am one of the RCN NI board members and I work as a community staff nurse. We are out of pay parity with the other nurses in England, Scotland and Wales. We also are working in extremely challenging conditions. We don't have the resources to provide the safe standard of care for our patients that we would like to do. And unfortunately, we don't have anybody to talk to at the minute to try and get that resolved.
The health system in Northern Ireland is fragile. There are patients today who won't receive care for conditions that are life-threatening. How does that sit with the nurses?
Unfortunately, that's happening every day. Nobody wants to be on picket lines, least of all nurses. We would prefer to be providing the care and attention that our patients need and deserve. This was an absolute last resort. We had nowhere else to go. The money is available. It's just we don't have anybody to make the decision to give that to us. So we had no choice, no choice at all.
How would you describe the health system in Northern Ireland at the moment?
The health system in Northern Ireland has been creaking at the seams for a long number of years. The health system has been under-resourced. It hasn't been funded.
That was some nurses and teachers on the picket lines in Newry this morning. Lots of workers then left their picket lines and joined rallies across Northern Ireland around lunchtime today. The biggest one was in Belfast, where thousands of people gathered, and they heard from Gerry Murphy of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, who said action will continue if no solution is found. Now, I asked people in Belfast city centre what they think of the strikes and if they'd noticed much disruption today.
It's quiet. We tried to get past City Hall earlier and it was just blockaded, so we were having to push our way through. But we understand why they're striking. They don't have any animosity towards it. They're quite entitled to do that.
You support their actions and their calls for fair pay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Too long coming. Whenever we end up in hospitals and stuff, nobody cares if they're blocking the street or anything then, but it's just got beyond ridiculous now.
What do you think of the strikes today?
Don't agree with them. If these people are so hard up and can't afford to live, how can they take time off to go on strikes? Leaving the hospitals empty, surgeries empty, people can't get about. Just don't think it's right.
And do you think it'll have a knock-on impact now, this strike day?
I don't believe it'll make much difference whatsoever.
There's a tendency sometimes to try and characterise this sort of industrial action as public sector workers versus the public, or, you know, public sector workers versus the taxpayer. Public sector workers are the public and are taxpayers, and our economy here is very, very, very reliant on the public sector.
Very strong views about the strikes. I think they're well long overdue.
There's things like patients maybe going without treatment today and buses not running, that kind of thing. What do you think about all that?
I think it's for the greater good and something has to be done.
That was the thoughts of some people in Belfast City Centre reacting to the strikes today. Now, the unions say that they'll consider their positions and think about next steps, but that they will continue the campaign. They're criticising Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris for not implementing the pay increases. Now, he has offered a financial package from the UK government that could contribute to those pay increases, but he made a contingent on devolution being restored. Northern Ireland's been without devolved government for almost 2 years due to the DUP boycotting it in protest over post-Brexit trading arrangements. It doesn't seem likely that it'll be back anytime soon. There hasn't been any indication from DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson that he's ready to go back in. And in an emergency recall of the Northern Ireland Assembly yesterday, Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill said she feared the democratic institutions of the Good Friday Agreement were in free fall, and added, if Geoffrey Donaldson doesn't change his approach, this sitting may well be the final one of this assembly.